Hey, Zap Pals, Dave here with ZowieKapowie.com, interviewing a independent artist by the name of Justin Orr. He does awesome, awesome pop culture art, comic book art, everything like that. And you said you were from Oakland?
Yep, Oakland, California.
And how long have you been doing the cons and art for cons?
Oh, geez, it's been about 12 years.
12 years, wow. Your art is, if I was to describe it, is extremely detailed and thought-oriented. I got your Watchmen print, and it was probably the best thing I saw all con. It's my favorite thing. How do you go about your art? Do you sit down and want to draw something, or is it the reverse? You see something and you want to reference it right away in art?
Well, I'm a nerd. I'm a fan of just about everything most nerds are into, you know, whether it's Star Wars or any of that stuff. But I'm not making things based upon like what's popular right now or what's hot right now. I end up making stuff based on whether I come up with a cool layout that I'm excited about making. So that's why my assortment of art out here is so varied, because these are the things where I came up with a layout or a color scheme that I was super stoked about putting together, and then I made it. I mean, the Watchmen thing, you have it, and it's very book-oriented. So when I made that, it wasn't like the Watchmen movie just came out. I made that last year. I've been a fan of the graphic novel for the longest, but I thought that whole layout with the hourglass and Dr. Manhattan floating above it would be just badass to make. So, you know, I make things as I get inspired by a layout idea. Yeah.
Do you go back? I saw you have like a DuckTales one, which has actually brought me to the booth in the first place, and you had a lot of the characters and a lot of the references from the show. Do you have to go back and reference a lot of that stuff, or do you rewatch the show?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I have to do all the research and make sure I don't miss anything, but it's also, I make sure I redesign stuff. You know, I spent a number of years as a character and concept artist, so that was my job, to redesign things. So, like in the DuckTales piece especially, it's completely reimagined. It's a cross-section between Uncle Scrooge comics by Carl Barks and the, even a little bit Jules Verne, Around the World in 80 Days. So, you know, I figure if I'm going to do this, why not redo it the way I would like to see it? I'm a fan, so you know, I'll pay homage to the original, but I think it's uninteresting if I don't try and do something fresh to it as well, you know. So.
Now, you're not local around here. How can my listeners and everything find your art and purchase your art?
Yeah, it's easy. Online, justscope.com. That's JUSSCOPE.com. And all my larger prints and books are available online. I have the website accesses Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, whichever one you use. I post the same stuff to everything all the time. So,
do you have any other cons you're going to be doing locally? Tampa, a Dragon?
Well, I'm signed up to do that SuperCon in Miami, but I hear nothing but bad stuff about it. And so I'm almost considering eating the $170 table payment and not going, rather than eat a bigger loss. Because I have Comic-Con in San Diego 2 weeks after that. So I figure maybe I'll just eat the 170 and somebody can have that table and I go prepare more for San Diego. So technically I'm supposed to be there, but I'm definitely coming back to MegaCon next year. This show is awesome. You know, maybe I heard good things about the Tampa show, but I'm going to be in Boston that same weekend. So I'm definitely coming back to Florida. This is a good crowd of folks out here, so... Yeah.
How was your weekend so far? Were you busy?
Yeah, very busy.
Any piece go more than you thought?
Well, you know, what's been cool about this show is there's been a good mix of a lot of things. And, you know, usually my Monster Island piece and Sherlock and Breaking Bad pieces do really well. But folks out here know everything. The surprising ones that got emptied out were Powdered Toast Man. I was like, you know... I was at a show a week ago and nobody even blinked at him, but Powdered Toast Man here is just the bomb, right? So that was the shocker, was Powdered Toast Man.
I want to thank you. I'm so inspired by your art. It's very, very creative. I'm going to leave everyone who's listening to this, look below. We're going to have your contact information to the website and everything else. And I want to thank you, Justin, for your time.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
No problem, man. All right, guys. Till next time, this is Podcast Pasco, reporting from MegaCon 2015.